Raw Nation's Hot Rocks is the only raw, vegan, certified organic vitamin for your sex drive. Hot Rocks is made using only the purest organic superfoods and herbs in their raw, unaltered state. We've created this synergistic blend of powerful herbs that intensifies sexual energy and performance in both men and women. It's like an overall vitality pill that makes you feel amazing. There's absolutely no chemicals, pesticides, or harsh stimulants in Hot Rocks. If you already have a strong sex drive, Hot Rocks will help you maintain it and keep it from slipping away. The problem that affects even the healthiest people nowadays because of the amount of toxicity that we are all exposed to. So what are you waiting for? We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee so you can order Hot Rocks risk-free. It's time to experience pure bliss and the only truly healthy libido enhancer on the market, Hot Rocks. Order online at hotrocks.com. That's HOTRAWKS.com or call us 855-RAW-LIFE. That's 855-729-5433.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Are we making progress in our attempts to wake up the sheeple as to the dangers of vaccination? And that's where we start today's Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, can you imagine a college nearly shutting down in Austin, Texas, because the students are like fed up with the vaccine mandates? This is an amazing thing that's happening. Let the students follow or lead in this case. And in this case, they're leading in a very good direction, because sometimes you could say kids, man, kids, just stupid kids. No, these are smarter kids. Even though we recognize there was religious exemption to this, the colleges are making such a push to vaccinate these students that are in the young adult years that they completely deny that religious freedom exemption or pretend it doesn't exist. So the people, the kids are just going, hey, we're not going to go to school. We're dropping out. Forget you. And I'm actually liking this. Not only will it be advantageous to their health, but also to their mental health, as they will not be indoctrinated into bogus, well, what would we call it? I hesitate to say learning, because it is purely propaganda as to the way the world works instead of the way the world really works, which is what we talk about here, Super Don.
Yes, very interesting. Texas Community College, once again, we're seeing a school, a place of higher learning, higher education,
yes,
that is giving people the impression that they must get a vaccine, must get vaccinated in order to be able to go to the school. And once again, it's not true, but mm-hmm. they want to try and make them feel like that is the case. And we've seen this in elementary school, we've seen it in high school, where, you know, they're happy to throw out the information on how to get your flu shot, and here's how you do it, and here's where we're going to do it, and we're going to come to your house, or we're going to bring your kid into the counselor's office. But they just seem to forget to mention that there is an option not to get the vaccine. They don't seem to be interested in pushing that agenda at all.
We're all a bunch of cattle, as we know, the herd immunity concept. We got this article linked up, by the way, at the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, and it is an amazing one. I didn't know that I would actually see the day where we've followed the college students in their love of liberty and their involvement in the Ron Paul revolution, but it's really refreshing to see that they're waking up to the dangers of modern medicine as well, simultaneous to that, and they are refusing these vaccines. They're all basically turning this into a crisis for Austin Community College. Like I said, we've got the show notes linked up, and Alex Jones covered this through InfoWars with Paul Joseph Watson. Very, very interesting start to the Robert Scott Bell Show today. By the way, we've got Aishali coming back. We're going to talk about internal organ massage and navel gazing. You ever do navel gazing?
You know, I've heard of people talking about that before, but I've never quite understood the navel gazing thing.
I don't know that this is a gazing thing. In fact, it's not. It's really a sort of a diagnostic technique to understand how your digestive system is working. But this is something very practical. There's a big event coming up back out on the Queen Mary in Long Beach. That's going to be awesome. We're going to debrief Liam Sheff later in the show as well. We'll get to that. I haven't talked to Liam
that
since.
That doesn't sound like a family-friendly topic.
I don't know. We'll find out. But I've got to see how it went while I was gone. I mean, I'm grateful that Liam definitely hosted the show ably and capably. But did we lose any listeners? Were we offending anybody? We're going to find out. We will find out. So that's coming up. Also, some controversial topics, including parents out there, do you spank your kids? I'm gonna let loose on my perspective on that just a little bit. I believe so. I may chicken out on that. No, I don't chicken out on those things. Let's see, what else is in the HPV herd immunity? Oh my gosh, that's right. They're at it again. The claims that you can now, you know how we talk about how the HPV shot is not only worthless, it's dangerous, but it's also worthless too, right? It's all of it together. Well, now they've acknowledged how worthless it is because they say, you know that it works, Superdon? It works even if you don't get it. That's the only way it works if you don't get it.
Yeah, I really laughed out loud when I saw this headline because I was looking at it and I was going, all right, so if you don't get it and it works, then why should we go out and get it anyway, right?
Yes.
I mean, why would people, you know, on the one hand, you've got the articles where these people, they're saying that everybody has to get it because if you don't get it, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then this article comes out and it says, well, it'll protect you even if you skip it. So what?
What the heck?
Hello? Maybe I can. What's wrong with this equation?
They've gone all new agey on us because you can simply think about the HPV shot and it works. That's it.
Right.
Just think about it.
That's an amazing shot. You know, my neighbor got it, so now it works for me.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, it is the herd immunity thing again, where you know everybody's a bunch of cows. And that's the theory behind why everybody should get vaccinated.
No, it's amazing to me how they're stretching this thing out. They do not want to let it go. But again, the good sign is to all of my Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, You've woken up from your drug and vaccine-induced slumber. That's why you listen to the show. That's why you read natural news and hang out with us 5-6 days a week. But now your neighbors maybe, your kids and grandkids may be waking up that we're seeing this. They're desperate. They're increasingly desperate by telling you that the HPV shot works by not taking it. Oh, my gosh, we are making progress.
Yeah. Oh, and listen, the experts.
Yep.
You know what the experts are saying about this study?
What are they saying?
Is that this study demonstrates how important it is to get vaccinated.
Wait a second. Hello?
What? I still don't understand.
Yeah, that is definitely an I kind of thing. No doubt. Well, there's also the drive-through. We covered the moment of duh the other day on drive-through and fast food, how it increases your risk. 50%, 80% of heart attacks. And yet, they're still pushing this concept of drive-through, although this time, the drive-through is for flu shots, right? Come and get your burger, get your increased heart attack, and also, hey, we'll throw a flu shot in for you. Drive-through. And of course, we were concerned, as a lot of people were, about this side effects, direct effects that they call side effects of the flu shot, including fainting. I mean, how good would it be if you get your flu shot in the drive-thru and drive off and faint drive through the clinic or a fast food restaurant and kill all the people there? This is a real issue. But I think, is this article that claiming this person with like 100,000 little letters after their name that somehow it's not really a concern? They can get their flu shot, they won't faint? Well, maybe somebody will, but it's the risk we're willing to take.
Yeah, no, first of all, believe it or not, I've never heard of a drive-through flu, clinic. But apparently they started this back in 1995.
Yeah.
So it's been going on for a while, but yeah, the person that they talk about here in this article, Ruth Carrico. It's followed by 27 letters and names and titles yes. and everything.
Well, it must be good.
Very impressive, Robert.
Must
I think
be
she has many degrees.
Well, listen, if you want to see through all of this, we'll get to the official stories with Liam Sheff later in the show. Coming up, why Shally, she's absolutely a sweetheart. We love her dearly. And we're going to talk about what your navel can tell you about your digestion. We're going to do metaphoric digestion. It's going to be awesome. She's great. And an upcoming event we'll tell you about. We'll have Liam Sheff coming up a little later in the show. We also have ADHD. I've got a listener email question on the website at robertscottbell.com. Cover a question like that. You can call me at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Check it all out at naturalnewsradio.com as well as robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
What if you ate perfectly? No GMOs, no toxic chemicals, none of these refined fast foods, and yet you still found yourself ill, suffering from some ailment, even physically. What could it be? I'm doing everything I know. Well, to get to the bottom of it, to solve it. Sleuthing, as she has just come back from Ireland. My dear friend, my love, Vaishali, she's back from purplev.com. My love, thank you for being here.
Robert, there's few things that give me more emotional and psychological and spiritual satisfaction than coming on your show. The only other thing that gives me more satisfaction is actually spending time in heaven, but you're the closest proximity we have to that
well,
on planet Earth.
That and Elliot.
Oh, Elliot, the love man. Yes.
Well, I'm glad you had a safe, wonderful journey to Ireland. You have to tell us all about that. But, you know, opening the questions that I had, this is an interesting topic because there are a lot of people will say, hey, you know, I've seen people eat well and still be sick. Well, it, you know, begs the question, is there more than just physiological purity? Of course there is, but a lot of times we'll overlook it.
You know, I think we've all heard this statement said before. So, excuse me, forgive me for being repetitive, but I want to take it out and then unpack it and explore it a bit. And we've all heard this expression that we are a spiritual creature having a human experience. We're not a human being that occasionally has spiritual experiences. We're a spiritual being having a human experience. And this is why I personally find Chinese medicine, Indian and Tibetan Ayurvedic medicine, so profoundly accurate, on target, and addressing not only my individual needs, but the specified, tailored individual needs of all the people that come to those healing modalities. Mm-hmm. Because they are looking at you as a spiritual creature having a human experience, and they're not taking the spiritual component out of it because they know you existed as spirit before you came here. Mm-hmm. You brought some spiritual evolutionary lesson with you, which would be the purpose of your being here. And you're going to take your identity, your spiritual identity as love and wisdom. You're going to take that with you when you graduate from the Earth program. Mm-hmm. So if that's what you really are before you came here, while you're here, and after you leave, is it prudent? Does it behoove you? Is it valuable? Is it wise to take your spiritual component out of the equation of being here? Allopathic medicine and its infinite myopic wisdom says, sure, they're a mechanism. They're like a watch. They're like a battery. They're like a car. All of them are the same. Clearly, you've noticed in your life that you've done something to help yourself that didn't help your neighbor, didn't help your sister, your brother, your mother. And your brother and your mother and your sister and your neighbor tried something that helped them that didn't help you. Why? Because every single person is a universe unto themselves. Because we're spiritual creatures having a human experience. And if you go about this just from the human point of view, I'm going to eat this diet, I'm going to do this exercise. I'm just going to look at the physical world and organize my physical ducks in a physical row, and I will get the desired result. You're going to find that it doesn't always compute that way, that there is a world beyond what we see and measure and touch and taste and smell that is impacting the world we do touch, taste, smell. There is an existence that supersedes our human packaging. Was that an overblown answer for you, Robert?
Oh, man, it was beautiful. I was thinking back to when I was at the Autism One conference, and I was talking with a lot of people there, and we were discussing where modern medicine, Western medicine, went wrong. And it occurred to us all as we were discussing, basically, in a shorter version of what you said, is that when the Western world and the allopathic, as you said, medicine, abandoned spirit, abandoned the spiritual aspect of life itself, that is where they completely lost it, where they can put Humpty Dumpty back together again as a mechanical toy, so to speak. The loss of the embracing of the spiritual essence and nature of our existence was where they have abandoned healing altogether. And that's what we're suffering from in the West.
If we were to just go to spirituality speak, Robert, forgive me for being linguistically challenging on you. But if we were to just shift over to spirituality speak, do you know what spirit means? Do you know what it translates to in our three-dimensional world?
What is it?
Life.
Mm-hmm.
It means life. If something is alive, if it's living, it is alive and living because there is a spirit in it. That's why Indigenous American people say there's spirit in a rock, in a river, in a mountain, in the planet. Because it's, if it's alive, the only reason that it is living is that there is a spirit that creates that enlivened aspect of its existence.
Sure.
So when we're saying spirituality, what we're saying is,
life,
what are the intricate components, purposes, meanings, directions, influences in your life, and why you're here to find the most successful way to execute, live, and align your life?
Mm-hmm. And of course, the Native Americans talked about the Great Spirit. In Christianity, they talk about the Holy Spirit, divine spirit. And we can give it all these kinds of names, but it's the life force, and it's the prana, it's all of that. And yet, I opened the segment today with you talking about, well, why am I ill? I'm eating well, I'm avoiding GMOs. How is it possible? Because we've abandoned spirit. But I've also seen the opposite work. I want you to comment on that, that those people that think they can transmute, they can go out and eat garbage food and just transmute it spiritually. I haven't seen a lot of evidence, and I'm willing to say anything's possible, but I've seen a lot of evidence that those people end up just as sick. And so on either side of the coin, there's not a balance to the way of healing.
Really good question. Stellar question. Let's unpack this. Let's start from the ground zero you established.
Mm-hmm.
I eat organic foods. I have an exercise routine. I'm conscious about whether I buy foods that are organic, whether they're transitional, whether they're conventional. I do all the ABCs that I'm told to create a certain physical outcome, but yet I'm still dealing with fatigue. I'm still dealing with joint pains. I'm still dealing with my digestive compromised problems.
Mm-hmm.
I want to suggest a completely different idea about introducing reality. And normally, Robert, when I do a talk, a public talk, I'll approach it like this. I want to take you on a journey. I want to take you on a tour of a bigger picture of life. And our passport, our ticket, is understanding that digestion is a metaphor. Now, you and I know that physical digestion, the physical nuts and bolts, the spleen, the stomach, the pancreas, the endocrine system, the kidneys, the small and large intestine, those, the physical components of digestion are the foundation of our health. But I'm suggesting that when we embrace that, we're only touching the tip of the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. That digestion is a metaphor. The reason that it has the physical implications that it does, the reason that it is the physical cornerstone of our life and our health and our consciousness and our ability to execute what we want to in life, is because digestion is a metaphor. And physical food that you put in your cake hole mm-hmm. is not the beginning, middle, and end of the food that you are given as a spiritual creature having a human experience. So let's just lay out, let's embrace, whether you find it acceptable, not acceptable, hard to believe, let's just imagine that we're going to start at this idea that digestion is a metaphor.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back from this break, we're going to find out what that metaphor actually is. We're talking with my dear friend Washali. She's at purplev.com. There's an upcoming event we're going to tell you about in Long Beach, July 21st and 22nd. If you're anywhere near there, you're definitely going to want to go. But we'll get to the digestion as a metaphor and lots more healing on levels never uttered in other media outlets, but always done right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the links at robertscottbell.com. You can call me at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Back with more healing with Vaishali after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Friends, I just did my annual economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith, and what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that's going to change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late, and I don't want that to be you. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Mr. Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book, and this new CD covers the root issue of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Please call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money. Toll free, 888-559-9920, 888-559-9920. You've got to hear The Future of Money to believe it. 888-559-9920, 888-559-9920. Do it today.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Sir Thrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
She's way more than a metaphor, but we're going to talk about digestion as a metaphor. Why, Shally, I'm so glad you're here. I can't wait to get to the bottom line of the digestion is more than just simple breaking down of complex molecules.
And the body recognizing what it needs and taking it to the deeper tissues, which is the metaphor we're going to build on. So I've studied Chinese medicine, Indian Ayurvedic medicine, and Tibetan Ayurvedic medicine. And Tibetan Ayurvedic medicine has something very extraordinary to say about the physical packaging that we find ourselves living in. They don't call it a body. Isn't that interesting? They call it an aggregate of digestive intelligences. And they say that what your body is a collection of all these different forms of digestive intelligences, these different digestive agents. For example, your eyes digest light so that you can make perceptual order and sense of your world. Your ears digest sound waves so that you can get the full value out of the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you've ever been in love and you've run your hands through your beloved's hair, you're a parent, and you held that child for the first time, you know that something profound is happening. You are digesting intimacy through the digestive system of touch, of the nervous system. So our human experience is all these different forms of digestive intelligence, because what you put in your cake hole is a form of food. It's a physical, tangible form of caloric and nutritional income. However, it is not the be-all and end-all of the food in your human experience. What you think, what you believe, what you perceive, what you experience, your emotional background and context, all of these are the full spectrum of food in your life. So when we're looking at digestion as a metaphor, that means when it comes to your life, what you're experiencing, what you think, what you believe, what touches you in your nervous system, through your eyes, through your ears, the first thing that you have to be able to do with the entire food that is life, the first thing you have to be able to do with the food of life is swallow it. Mm-hmm. What you think, what you believe, what you experience. Can you swallow your experiences? Then the next thing you need to be able to do is stomach it. Can you stomach what has happened to you in your life? Can you stomach what this person just said to you? Can you stomach what's in your bank account? Mm. Can you stomach the medical diagnosis you just received? Life is a metaphor, and the key to translating it is digestion. So everything that touches your life inwardly and outwardly is a form of food. Everything inwardly and outwardly is a form of food. And digestion is the metaphor for how to be in right relationship with it. You need to swallow it. You need to stomach it. Then you need to pull from it what enhances you and makes you more loving and present and resilient and hopefully with a greater sense of humor. And then let go of the rest for the waste that it is. And if there's something that you took in your life, let's go back to your original question, Robert. You're eating everything right.
Yes.
You're doing all these right gyrations. Let's say you had a challenging childhood, medical diagnosis, hazing in college. Is there something when that experience touched you, did you recognize what part of it? When your mother said, "You're so stupid, you'll never amount to anything." When your teacher said, I don't see you achieving anything. You need to find some good job as a janitor. If there's something in that experience that you haven't recognized is full on crap and moved it out of you physically, aurically, psychologically, emotionally, I call it taking a total human experience dump. If there is something you have not let go of, if there's some part of it.
Hold on. I'm still stuck on the total human experience dump. That's classic. Oh, making spirituality out of something that is so basic. You know, this idea of the digestion as a metaphor. I mean, listen to the visuals here as you're describing them, swallowing and experiencing, stomaching it, pulling from it, and then letting go of the waste. That's what we talk about, the total human experience or spiritual experience, elimination. We talk detoxification, the critical aspect of the debris of a heavy metal GMO contaminant perspective of a physiological basis. But you go back to emotional and spiritual experiences in childhood with parents, things like that. The question is begged then, okay, it seems to be normally digestion is a process that you don't have to think about. It happens. It's automatic. But when we corrupt the system by giving it things that disrupt its normal intelligence and function, now suddenly we have to become consciously aware of what we've done to it so it can get back on track. Not that we have to tell it to do anything right, but we have been the ones that got in the way and corrupted it.
You ever wonder why that saying, oh, this person is so full of crap?
Yes.
Has such truth to it?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something about the food experientially, emotionally, psychologically that they've taken in that they have not removed what has no life-sustaining value and let go of it. If you had a challenging childhood, you were molested, whatever. And if there's a way that you have not recognized that this is the absolute waste portion of the program, it's still stuck physically in your body between the cake hole and the poop chute. It is energetically stuck there. Mm-hmm. And the longer it stays there, it putrefies. So the work that I do, it's a rare form of internal organ massage from China called Qi Nei Tsong, which literally means transformation of the internal organs. And this comes from the same Taoist, esoteric Taoist tradition that we get Qigong and Tai Chi. But this particular aspect, the Qi Nei Tsong, it's more hidden. It's more remote. It is the absolute hidden secret that Tao masters have, how they live as long as they've lived, how they do what they do, how they purge their body of negative emotions, and they show up with vibrant health. And I learned this technique when I was in my 20s, when I was diagnosed as terminal from internal organ degeneration from what Western medicine called unknown causes. Of course, it's unknown to them because they're not looking at life as a complete totality.
Yes.
They're not seeing that everything that touches us is a form of food.
Well, this is where they call these so-called unknown etiology idiopathic, which, you know, I kind of joke and say, well, it's because they're idiots. They don't know, or they don't want to know, or don't care. But the abandonment of spirit is something that they have the free will to do. You
yes.
also have the free will to abandon them and embrace spirit once again in your
yes.
healing.
Yes. When I was diagnosed, I had a couple of years with some pain that was just horribly degenerating. And they finally decided to do exploratory surgery, Robert.
Oh.
And they said every organ from your stomach to your rectum is in crisis and inflamed. And the doctor said, I could take a coin right now and flip as to which organ is going to shut down first, your liver or your small intestines. Both of them are in crisis. And they're in a race to decide who is going to degenerate and die first. And from there, the doctor sent me to a digestive specialist who basically said, I'm going to give you every invasive test I know. I'm going to shove this toxic thing up your crack where the sun don't shine. I'm going to do this painful thing. And he read off this litany of stuff. And he said, then when I'm done, be prepared for me to tell you there's nothing wrong with you, lady.
Wow.
And packed up my arm with these tubes and these bags and these liquids, and he pushed me out the door, and I walked to the closest trash can. I opened up my arms. I let it all go, and I said, these people are idiots. I'm going to have to figure this out myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that started the journey to understanding that digestion is a metaphor. And I'm now in my mid-50s. That was in my mid-20s. And what this work is, why I'm so excited about it, why I still continue to teach it, and I'm one of the few people in the United States that teaches it. Dr. Andrew Weil recently mm-hmm. went on the Dr. Oz show talking about how this is the most powerful body work he's ever seen. It is off the charts. It is, there's nothing to compare to it. And I agree. I absolutely agree. But there are very few people that do it as a practice and even fewer people that teach it. And I'm the only person that teaches it with spirituality of understanding specifically what your life purpose is, what you came here to digest, what you need to release. I'm the only person that puts that whole package together because that's how I put my whole package together. And the idea is that I can teach you in a relatively short period of time because it's not complicated. That's what I love about truth. It's basically not complicated. It just requires your paying attention and your commitment to be present for the totality of your life. And I can teach you in an afternoon how to diagnose your navel or anybody else's navel, how to look at the navel, how it's shaped, what its characteristics are, to determine how healthy your body is, because your body is a mirror. It doesn't have an ego. It doesn't have an unconscious agenda. It is simply reflecting back to you what you are or are not digesting in the whole of your life. So I can teach you how to let your navel tell you what you're holding on to, what is putrefying emotionally, psychologically, experientially within you. And then I can teach you how to relate to the body, to the digestive system, which in Ayurvedic medicine is called the cauldron, because that's where you're cooking everything. And I can teach you how to reinvigorate awareness and consciousness. And I can be here now into the cauldron so that you can push all that undigested material into what esoteric Taoism calls your recycling center, to push all that stagnant crap into the energetic center in your body that recycles it. And you, so you have more energy for being here now, paying attention and choosing to be the force of love you are.
Well, Shally, and you can do this in an afternoon?
Yep-er.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, if there was ever a motivation to get over to the Queen Mary on July 21st and 22nd to do some serious healing, man, this is it. I've got a link up to your website, of course, in the show notes today. I want to remind everybody it's purplev.com. And I also have a link up directly to the Queen Mary event that's happening July 21st and 22nd in Long Beach, California. It's right near where we had the Health Freedom Expo in the spring. So it's easy to get to if you're in Southern California or, heck, in the Southwest. Or, hey, fly there wherever you are. Long Beach is not far. It's easy to get into on some of these airlines. So there's still space available.
There's still space available, and for most places, flying into LAX is very reasonable, and it'll cost you $17 for a shuttle from LAX to the Queen Mary and then back again, so it's real reasonable. There's more to the technique than what I'm going to teach you in a day, but what I'm going to teach you in a day is the foundation. It's the core. If you do what I teach you in this day, in this one day, you will get all the other value of all the other techniques eventually. Mm-hmm. But if you don't master this one core technique, this one idea, this one diagnosis of understanding how to read the navel, if you don't get the one piece that I'm teaching in the day, I could teach you all the other advanced techniques and they would do you absolutely no good because they're all based on the fundamental idea and techniques I'm going to give you in that one day. And if you learn how to do it in that one day and you focused on just what I'm giving you that's simple and direct, you will eventually get all the benefits that you would from all the advanced techniques. But if you don't learn this one technique, I can give you everything and it will do you no good. Does that make sense, Robert?
Totally. And in fact, when we come back from this break, I'm going to give out a telephone number for those of you who like to actually call and talk to somebody. If you have questions about the seminar or want to participate, I'm going to give you that number when we come back. So get ready with paper and pencil, whatever you write with. Scratch it into something, whatever. It's going to be great, and this is going to be sensational. I'm looking forward to attending one of these myself, and that's what we're going to do when we come back. Also, the question about transmutating the negative stuff. I want to see how spiritually adept do we need to be, or is it even possible? When we come back, that'll ask Vi Shally as well. Stand by, lots more healing to go on The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
I've talked about 1,000 ways to get well and stay well, but nothing as simple as Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com, cleansing the toxins, which is so critical for all of us. Those of you who are holding too many toxins, you know that's the weight issue. We can help you do that now with Life Change Tea, an all-organic blend of herbs that will work with the detoxification pathways, that will work with the digestive pathways. It's got the milk thistles, it's got the papaya enzymes, ginger root, and this is something I'm even drinking just to cleanse, to address all of the things that we all deal with in our environment. And it's GetTheTea.com. Simply brew up a couple of the bags, add it to about a gallon of water, and then drink it throughout the day, a little bit here and there. It tastes great. It's the simplest thing I've come across to transform your life for the better. It's all organic and made right here in the USA, and the simplest thing you can do, be like RSB, GetTheTea.com. Call and order at 928-308-0408, 928-308-0408, GetTheTea.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
If you'd like to see Vaishali later this month, July 21st, 22nd, on the Queen Mary, and who wouldn't after hearing her? Absolutely. You can call Amy, our dear friend. She's at 818-848-3278. 818-848-3278. Do some navel gazing and do some amazing, amazing healing. And Vaishali, this is something that it has to be experienced. I mean, it's cool to hear it. Yeah. I love hearing what you're talking about. Of course, the metaphors, they make a lot of sense because they take digestion into a whole other life or experiential and even spiritual interaction and event. And I believe that with all my heart, that life is a spiritual proving ground, testing ground, school, whatever you want to say it. But we got to have fun with it. And I love the humor that you inject into it as well. And the idea that you can look at somebody's navel. People, I don't want you to look at my navel. I'm scared about my own navel. How do you get through that kind of fear of self-image, et cetera?
Mostly what happens, there are some, women that say, that's really kind of like my protective zone. But when I start getting somebody on the table who's willing to be a model, or the first thing I do when I get on the table is that people come by and look at my navel and take their hand and push on it.
Uh-huh.
When I start explaining the details, people get so fascinated that they let go of their stuff.
Yes.
They suspend that enough to say, I want to know the wisdom behind what my body is telling me. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. what I tell people, Robert, is the specialty of this work is to digest fear, insecurity, trauma, horror, abuse. If any of that has been part of the food that you have found on the plate of the totality of your life, I can teach you how to find out if your body is holding on to remnants of it and how to do an emotional exorcism and get that out of you. Mm. And what I'd like to do, darling, is invite the listening audience to not take my word for it, but to try some techniques themselves. And the first thing that I suggest that they do is get a hand mirror and lay on their back. Okay. Lay on their back. So you're not doing this when you're, you know, in the car. If you burn the CD, please. Wait till you get home.
Yes.
Lay on your back so that your knees are bent. Your knees absolutely have to be bent. If they're laid out flat, you're not going to get an accurate reading. Anyone who's had lower back pain knows that the only comfortable position is laying on their back with their knees pulled up. Lay on your back, knees pulled up. Take a hand mirror and bring it around so that you can see your navel without lifting up your head. Your head has to remain flat with your spine on the floor. Take the hand mirror and take a look at your navel. What we're looking for are some very distinct components. We want the navel to be round, symmetrical round, not oblong round, not almond shape round, but symmetrical round. We want it to be flat, so we don't want one part of the rim to be puffed up higher than another. We want it to be round, symmetrical, flat, and we want it to have a rim, discernible rim, walls, and a floor. So if I came by with the world's smallest water pitcher and I wanted to pour it in there, I could make a perfect lake navel. We want rim, walls, and floor.
Okay.
When your navel is shaped with a rim, walls, and floor, your body is saying that the organs that are assigned different emotional, psychological, experiential, digestive duty, because different organs digest different dynamics of your life.
Yes.
The liver, anger, irritation, frustration, greed, envy, the spleen, the stomach, pancreas, anxiety, abandonment, insecurity, our kidneys, fear, absolute horror, fear, like being in a car accident. Oh my God, I'm going to die. Mm. All of our organs are assigned a spectrum of the whole of our life that is their duty to digest. So if your navel is pulled out of this shape, rim, walls, floor, symmetrical, round, flat, it's pulled out in some way, it's an organ that has got undigested, putrefied portion of its life pulling on the navel, distorting its optimal shape. So your body doesn't have an ego, an unconscious agenda. It is simply reflecting back to you what you have or have not digested in the whole of your life. So I teach people how to look at this. The next thing I like to challenge your listening audience to do, Robert, is to take their hands and put them around the rim of the navel. Don't have to go in it, just around the rim. And make little spiraling massaging motions, like if you took your thumb and massaged the back of your hand and you made little round massaging motions, same thing. You should be able to touch your spine from the front of your body, laying on your back, head flat, knees bent. You should be able to take your hands and put them on your rim of your navel and touch your spine, because everything underneath your floating ribs and down to your hip bones is all soft tissue except for the spine and the back.
So you should be able to move those organs around and about and out of the way without too much pain or discomfort?
Exactly. Healthy intestines feel like a bag of marshmallows, but so few people have ever experienced them or felt them. They have no idea what it's like. So the first thing I do when I do this event is I lay on my back on the massage table and have everybody come by and have their way with me, put my hands on my navel and push straight down, and my spine is right there.
I was thinking, Washali, that it would be rare to find just out of the blue, I guess it could happen, but rare to find people coming to these events that have this so-called perfect navel, round, flat rim, walls, floor. I mean, with all of the tension, stress, toxicological, emotional, mental, I mean, this is something that's going to give people an insight into where they need to focus without these massive invasive tests that you described happening to you early on.
Yep. And you want to know the two most common shaped navels I've seen in the 20 years I've been doing this, Robert?
Yeah.
The two most commonly shaped navels I see are a slit. I call them the mailbox slot navel.
Okay.
And it's a slit either from left to right or up to down, from 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock or from 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock. No rim, no walls, no floor, just a slit. That's the most common navel I see.
Squinted, closed, like it doesn't want to see what's going on? What's going on there?
It means that there's so much tension in pivotal parts of their digestive system that those have anchored and stretched and pulled the navel out of such shape because there's things in your life that you have not digested that are polarized.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Sure, sure. And what's the other shape that you see commonly?
The slit left to right, or the second one is a slit up to down.
Okay.
And what I want people to understand is why the class is so valuable. Mm-hmm. Is when I'm going to teach you how to work on yourself, you're going to find at the end of the day how radically your navel has already begun to change. Mm. And you're going to see and touch and taste and experience directly that you are the magic. You are the power. You have the intelligence to heal. I'm just giving you a stupid human trick to apply to get the most benefit of how your intelligence is organized. And you will see at the end of the day, this stuff does not have power in your life. You, as a force of love that you are, have seniority. You have more power than any of the food that has ever touched you in your life. You have more power than anything you have ever thought, believed, experienced. No matter what trials you lost, no matter what bankruptcies, divorces, mm-hmm. you have the ability to digest all of this for the food that it is. Take what you need to the deeper tissues to make you loving and compassionate and strong,
mm-hmm.
and let go of the rest for the waste that it is.
All right. So one more thing before we go and attend the Long Beach seminar on the Queen Mary with you, July 21st through 22nd. How about this? The people that claim to transmute all energy and they eat GMO foods, they eat pesticide laden. It doesn't matter. I'm spiritual. I'm just wondering about your perspective, what you've seen out there of those people.
First thing I would say is a lot of those times you can't tell those people anything. So I would say lay on your back, knees bent,
yes,
head laying flat, take the hand mirror, look at your navel. Your navel isn't lying, doesn't have an unconscious agenda. If
beautiful.
It isn't round, symmetrical, flat, with rim, walls, and floor, your intellect is lying to the rest of you. Mm. You wouldn't be the first one to have that happen. And if you are eating all these things and it isn't bothering you, it's because you are a fully awakened being. You're an enlightened force of love that knows how to let go of anything toxic in their life. And if that is true, you should be seeing that financially, emotionally, relationship-wise. And if the whole of your life is not bearing that out, there might be some element of denial you might want to consider.
Well said. Well, I know that if anybody's in that state, that you'll be gentle and loving and direct and all of those things to help people
absolutely.
Get through it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm here to show you that you have more power than mm-hmm. anything that has ever touched your life, and that it's touched your life for one reason only. It's here to serve you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get in a right relationship where it benefits and serves you and let go of everything else.
And you are here to support the mission here of the Robert Scott Bell Show because you align yourself so well with it. That's why I love having you on. Once again, July 21st, 22nd, Wyshalee in Long Beach on the Queen Mary. Enjoy. Amy, you can reach her at 818-848-3278. You want to call, otherwise go to purplev.com. I have the link directly in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Wyshalee, thank you for being here.
Hey, Robert, anytime I get to spend time with you, it is a quality date.
Oh, and thank you as well for supporting the mission here, and that is simply this. We remind everybody that the power to heal is there.
It's yours.
It's yours. It's ours. It's all of us.
It's ours.
Right
yes.
back after this break.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Why?
are stronger. More than ever, hour after hour. Work is never over. Work it harder, make it better. Do it faster, makes us stronger. More than ever, hour after hour. Work is never over. Work it harder, make it better. Do it faster, makes us stronger. More than ever, never over.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Friends, I just did my annual economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith, and what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that's going to change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late, and I don't want that to be you. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Mr. Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book, and this new CD covers the root issue of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Please call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money. Toll free, 888-559-9920, 888-559-9920. You've got to hear The Future of Money to believe it. 888-559-9920, 888-559-9920. Do it today.
Raw Nation's Hot Rocks is the only raw, vegan, certified organic vitamin for your sex drive. Hot Rocks is made using only the purest organic superfoods and herbs in their raw, unaltered state. We've created this synergistic blend of powerful herbs that intensifies sexual energy and performance in both men and women. It's like an overall vitality pill that makes you feel amazing. There's absolutely no chemicals, pesticides, or harsh stimulants in Hot Rocks. If you already have a strong sex drive, Hot Rocks will help you maintain it and keep it from slipping away, a problem that affects even the healthiest people nowadays because of the amount of toxicity that we are all exposed to. So what are you waiting for? We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can order Hot Rocks risk-free. It's time to experience pure bliss and the only truly healthy libido enhancer on the market, Hot Rocks. Order online at hotrocks.com. That's HOTRAWKS.com. Or call us 855-RAW-LIFE. That's 855-729-5433.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour, Liam Sheff joins us on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I'm going to tackle some controversy. Oh, with Liam, it would never be controversial.
Never.
No. Hey, we'll even talk spanking. And interestingly enough, I've heard, remember Savage? Savage got in trouble years ago for smashing and trashing the ADHD level. I think he did also something on autism, right?
It was, yes.
The autism was big.
Oh, my goodness. It was the autism community that was in an uproar because he basically said that kids who have autism are really just kids that are undisciplined and just being brats and the parents aren't parenting very well.
Right. And so this sort of lays into that idea, should you just spank a kid? And in ADHD, I don't agree that spanking really helps with ADHD when it's a legitimate thing. Now, we recognize that there is no physiological biomarkers. There's not a test you can take, a blood test, and say, oh, your kid definitely has ADHD. So in many ways, it's a psychiatric disorder designed to put your kid on Ritalin or even worse drugs if there are any in the psychiatric profession, and there are. But I got a letter here. It was on the website yesterday, and I wanted to cover it today. It's from Judy Orison. She says, I have a 7-year-old grandson that has behavior problems. He has fits of anger and starts throwing things and hitting people. My daughter sought help with several doctors and had tests done. Of course, as we say, the tests, what is it going to tell them? Well, they say he has ADHD, even though the tests don't say that. They just say, oh, well, that's what we say they say. She goes on. Judy says, I will tell you that my daughter has used various forms of discipline to no avail. See, this is the case. It isn't about spanking, per se, or other forms of discipline necessarily with ADHD. When a kid has gastrointestinal disruption, neurological interference, there's other stuff that's very real and legitimate that is not a Ritalin deficiency. And we'll get into that briefly here. I will tell you to my daughter, various forms of discipline. No. Okay. Doctors put him on some sort of drug. And it made him talk nonstop and move his tongue constantly. So it created even more neurological aberrations. So she said she stopped it after 2 days. Now they're planning to send the kid to first grade in August. And so she, just a year behind my daughter. And I know that if they have the same problem with him, they will not let him go without taking the drugs. That's true. Remember the drug kickbacks. These school systems depend on money coming in from Big Pharma by putting more and more of these children on ADHD drugs. Can you help or give us any suggestions? Of course. Now, I don't know what they've tried or not tried. Remember the old adage, I've tried everything. Well, did you try cleaning up the diet? Did you remove the white refined sugar, flours, breads, pastries, sodas, candies, colorings, preservatives, flavorings, you know, all of that stuff. That's the thing, because these are genuine excitotoxins. You can read about it, Dr. Rito. Dr. Rito. What am I thinking here? I'm getting ahead. I've got ADHD. I'm getting ahead of myself as I'm thinking about all the things I want to say in the short time we have before we bring Liam up. But Dr. Russell Blaylock wrote about this in Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, all about these different things that trigger the neurological system. But remember, the gastrointestinal system is such that sometimes it's as simple as getting some Dr. O'Hara's probiotics in these kids and restoring gut integrity if it's not too severely compromised by vaccines and antibiotics. So give Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com a call. Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And get some of the probiotics. We've talked about the silver and aloe protocol, which is a lifesaver. These kids, we can restore gastrointestinal integrity and heal that, let's say, kinetic or hyperkinetic, you know, brain activity that they blame it all on the brain and nervous system. We want to increase the omega-3 essential fats. Get them on some Nordic Naturals, fish oil, something to really up the omega-3 essential fats, and you'll calm things down. I know this is a brief response, and I don't know, Judy, if you've listened for years and this is old hat to you or if you're a new listener, but at least the basics can be done. Also, the homeopathic medicines are profound, and there are many. If you call King Bio, 800-543-3245 and say, hey, Robert told me to call. I've got a kid that's ADHD. There are a number of formulas, and you can match them up most appropriately based on what they're named to your grandson's needs, and there is no downside. The worst it happens, it doesn't do much, but it cannot harm like the ADHD drugs can. So give them a call as well. So I don't know, by the way, Judy, I don't know any doctors in the Tulsa or Broken Arrow, Oklahoma area, homeopaths in particular, but if any of our listeners in Oklahoma know of anyone that you could suggest, give us a call at 866-939-BELL. We'll see if we can get her in touch with a hometown healer. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, or respond on my website at robertscottbell.com. Listen, we got to take a break. I want to say thanks to Mike Adams, Natural News Radio, of course, cranking it out 5 days a week in addition to my GCN show. And those of you listening, broadcast delay, but you're listening nonetheless in the United Kingdom and beyond through UKHealthRadio.com. We appreciate you as well. There are no cheap seats here, no nosebleed seats, but if you happen to have a nosebleed, remember, homeopathic phosphorus. Back after this with Liam Sheff.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Super Don, I asked if we could have Liam back on to debrief him, or he can debrief us about his experience hosting the
show.
Not
debriefing any of you guys.
Liam, you there? Oh, he's there.
Liam, touching anybody.
I heard really good things, actually. About were
yes,
you surprised?
Liam now works for the TSA. He's going to debrief us both.
Well, yeah, you have to debrief these events because, I mean, it can be major traumatic events hosting this show. I mean, it's an intense experience, is it not?
There were a couple small hiccups. We caught them after the fact.
I heard. I think it was a plot, a secret plot What do you think, Super Don? Did he mean to do it?
It's a German word. That
no, I think both Liam and I at the same time went, whoops.
Oh,
so we remedied the situation as quickly as possible.
By the way, Liam, yesterday I had, of course, with Advanced Medicine Monday, Batar was on, Dr. Batar, and he said he was embraced as a conspiracy realist at his last series of lectures.
Seems to be spreading.
No, I mean, look, you're having this. Look at this impact you're having, Dr. Batar. Man, this guy rocks it. He's a bulldog.
All
he takes
across
on the
Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah, but
so they're going to put on an event in New York. Maybe they'll call it. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, exactly.
You still getting any feedback from that?
Well, Waishali, it was on last hour, and she didn't. She was off the air. We talked about it. She wasn't even aware because she was in Ireland. She asked me how it went, and I had to say, "Hey, listen, we got duped, and it all fell apart." So, but then again, the positive thing was the Healing Summit, for which everybody got to laugh with you as well. With I'm sorry that I called and interrupted, or I was actually in your studio to interrupt your 1 hour Healing Summit event. You forgive
weird
me?
Of you.
You forgive me?
You were funny. I'll give you that. It was very funny. Robert came in, and what was the thing that you said that just cracked me up? You said, "I think I'm just going to sit on the couch and leave my body for a while."
Yeah,
I'm trying to record a segment. You know, they only give me the 1 hour. Like,
but
Robert's got 6 days a week to fill.
Listen,
so he can,
I thought it was
him
reasonable.
And Paul, he can do whatever he wants.
Leave.
Comes in.
It was reasonable of me to sit there and leave my body. I wouldn't have been a bother.
I enjoyed it in retrospect. I was a little grumpy. I felt like, a little like
it was
like
great.
Woody Allen as a child, very verklempt.
By the way, Mike says he's going to post them all as YouTubes and on Natural News TV, all the different healing seminars. So those of you who are wondering if you missed it, if you can get it as a podcast, it looks like it'll be up as sort of a still motion video, if that makes sense. Still motion video. How's that?
You're tired.
I am. I'm still recovering, honestly.
Still recovering.
Yeah. Do you want to tell people what you were up to? Or
still recovering,
I am. You're lifting heavy things.
Oh, man. You talk about lifting heavy things. I worked out, I guess, a month's worth in about 48 hours with the move. And, you know, some people can be really snooty about it and say, well, why didn't you just hire somebody? It's like, okay. They wanted to charge between $4,000 and $6,000 to do that, which I could do for under $1,000.
Right.
I mean, I don't mind sweating and working hard. Yes, it was hard, and I complained just a little, but not too bad. I was more concerned about all the people that came out to help, but they were wonderful. You know, that's where you find out who your real friends are, because the ones that they'll run, they know too well what it means to help somebody move, and it's not something you want to abuse people with. But it had been 4 years, so I thought it was kind of reasonable.
I think I moved Helen, my partner, and I. She we. Went to the West Coast, and I think we ended up moving maybe five times in 3 years. And a couple of those were turnarounds, because we moved into an apartment, and it was like a terrible – we had really been lied to or something.
Ooh,
and it was a terrible, 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 horrifying apartment that had no insulation and no distance between you and the people next to and below you. And we just thought, this isn't – we're going to be miserable now. We're going to be miserable there. Let's just be miserable now. And so we moved into a place and then moved out. I got really good, not only at packing and moving stuff, but I think I can pack a box to sort of a proximal, like an electron density. I can pack a moving truck to it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like Tetris. You just sort of look for things and
you
start to see things. And
totally Tetris.
Rolling 3D. Okay, I can get this back.
There is an art to it.
I had friend of mine, you know who you are, who did the Tetrising, and man, oh man, was that an amazing thing! Every square foot that was possible filled, and then some. And you realize when you have two kids, no matter how much you like to think you're not an accumulator, forget it.
In the back.
Oh, man,
oh,
man.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
What did you think?
I thought you were packing them too.
Well, yeah, we thought about leaving them with the neighbors occasionally, but no, we took them along. But the idea of accumulating, of course, stuff, all about – George Carlin did great stuff on stuff and how worthless it is. And you realize, gee, I don't want to move this ever again. And that's the point where you're pared down. So it's an opportunity to start fresh a little bit, reset in the studio and such. So I'm pleased about it overall. And the fact is – move to a place with low EM fields, and we definitely feel the difference. If anybody tells you that EM fields aren't real, and Liam, you know this, they are for real. You get out of it, and it's like suddenly you can breathe again.
It's a terrible bother. Even where I am now, there's always, even though it's I'm out in the country more or less, they have the router on all the time, and the kids are always using Wi-Fi stuff, and I'm thinking, well, that's just... That ain't helpful. That is not helpful.
Well, I take EMF detox every day, and you know we cut the routers out. And I recommend this every night. You turn off your router when you're sleeping if you have wireless in the house. Very critically important to reduce that burden. Every little bit counts.
I get rid of wireless. I beat everybody to the punch. They'll tell you it's bad. In 10 years, everybody will know that it's bad for you. So right. I'd get rid of it and just use wired computers, just run wires around.
Yeah,
we
did. Remember the last studio?
That's me.
Hey, Liam, remember the last studio? I had wires running all over the house. It's crazy.
I remember, I remember moving. Well, I remember in your you moved from essentially what was a really, really tiny room to a wider studio. So is the new what's the new studio like?
It's nice, guy. Yeah, windows. We'll have to post a view outside to the wilderness as such, and then next step is setting up the international studio. So we're really stepping out. They're hearing us through the United Kingdom and throughout Europe now. The message of health freedom cannot be contained to any one country nor continent.
Oh my Lord! Those broadcasts from Thursday and Friday were heard in Europe. That's Well, that might be an international incident.
It might be a scandal. You're right.
It was
fun.
The Sarah Sotomayor. We have to have Sarah back on. She was a darling. I'm just crazy about her. She's so smart and interesting. And she had is working on the Gardasil injury. I hope you can listen to that one. I know it's hard to catch up when you have
definitely
move forward. That's the business.
I had some calls about it or emails to me about that the Sarah thing. So we'll definitely have her back on. But if there is an international incident, and if I hear from Hillary Clinton, can I send her to you, Liam?
No, you can't. Hold on a second. Don't send her to anybody. She's having a good time down. Send her south. She enjoys the hot climates. Hey, you know what? I don't know what that was or what that was about.
I don't want to know.
Send her south. That's all I'm saying. We also had the guys from Joy Camp on, and I'd like to have them on again. They're funny, and I know you'd like their videos. I didn't realize that they were essentially playing to a college crowd, and so heavy use of short guttural Germanic-sounding words.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Well,
yeah, but funny.
Thankfully,
I asked to clean it up on air, and they
Super
did.
Don and I talked about the fact that what FCC stands for, and the F in FCC is not a nice word either. So, listen,
one syllable, four letters. Yes.
We got through it. We got through it all. But Liam, the interesting thing is, you say you want to use more homeopathic medicine. I heard that Sarah had a history of a lot of allergy shots. Remember my story, all so well, working on the book, the allergy shots that I underwent for 10 plus years, which indicated, of course, I had a lot of immune dysregulation, as did she, which likely precipitated more of the response that she got from the Gardasil. And I'm not saying it's good for anybody, because we know that. But the fact is, if a doctor had any sense, common sense or even medical sense, they would have looked at her and said, I don't think you're a candidate for this shot based on your history of allergies.
Oh, a serious comment? No, I was interested when she said that the only thing she had had was allergies. That's what she said.
Yeah.
But she certainly hadn't had arthritis as a 13-year-old, but suddenly as a 14-year-old she did, because they injected her with that stuff.
Right.
She's an amazing young woman at this point. She's not a kid anymore. And we should have her on. She had very interesting insights into Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm.
I have questions when people tell me I got bit by a tick and now I have Lyme disease. And I think, well, why would a little insect – I get a little lost in it. Like,
yeah.
Does it happen to everybody? And they say, no, it's sort of mysterious. And then I think, okay, if it's mysterious, we're back in that realm of multifactorial. So what is
Correct.
It? And
Correct.
She said she wasn't bitten by a tick. So, what was it?
Same
the
scenario.
Lyme isn't anymore just some – I don't know. I mean, I'd like to have her back on. She had interesting ideas about it. What do you think? What do you know about that? You're the homeopath.
Well, yeah, same scenario. It is a massive toxicological assault. They claim that there is a pleomorphic spirochete, which is, a fancy way of saying you've got a microbe that changes shape and form and hides and goes into a cyst form when attacked by antibiotics, so seems to be darn near impossible to kill via allopathic methodologies. Of course, I've had success in working with people with silver, but with comprehensive detoxification, just like all the same stuff we talk about, what you did the poster on, Liam, the road to health, road to toxicity, the intestinal health stuff. The same thing is going to help us to recover. Now, I end up having to do a lot of energy, a lot of homeopathy, a lot of Rife with these people, in addition to the silver. Although the silver, and believe it or not, sometimes the delimonene is very critical in these cases because there's so much toxic in their environment to clean up, like with the orange TKO, is going to be another great assist for those people. But they always want to come down to one microbial or microbiological agent or pathogen, and I just don't. You know, although we can say, okay, we can identify this better than we can identify the phantom retrovirus that doesn't exist, still, it's always a result of a terrain that has been assaulted, attacked, and become deficient and toxic.
Bill Clinton was a pleomorphic spirochete. I think that he ran on that. That was why he got I'm the first pleomorphic spirochete running for office.
Actually, I think Romney is the one that's taking that place now. He seems to be changing shape quite a bit.
He's a pleomorphic spirit.
Is he like a lizard boy like we said Rumsfeld was?
Rumsfeld, yeah. Well, Rumsfeld's not running for president though, so.
Yeah. No, he's made his deal already. He'll be taken care of in the underworld.
Yeah, the horns have already grown with that guy.
And you know, it was interesting. We were looking into Rumsfeld on yesterday's show. I had forgotten he's been around the block there twice. He actually was Secretary of Defense under Ford.
Yeah. He was around during Nixon as well, doing things. So that guy is something else. He's got nictitating membranes. I don't know if people know that.
Yeah, he's a special guy. He's always pressing his fingers to his temples and waving his hands around, and there are known knowns and unknown knowns and unknown unknowns, and It's the damnedest thing. We don't know where that $2.3 trillion is, and so on and so forth. Here, you need some more Tamiflu. I mean, he's been in everything, and yet, unlike Cheney, who looks like we had a strange guest on. He claimed to be Morgan Freeman, but I have my doubts. He kept claiming Dick Cheney was king of the mole men.
Which didn't make any sense.
Don't ask. You should go back and listen to those shows.
I got a little
out of my control.
I heard about that. He's king of the mole men. People like that.
It's a very strange thing. I don't know why anybody would call him King of the Mole Men, because he was really vice president. And then he was also under Ford. And let's see, who was it? Rumsfeld and Cheney both walked out of the Ford administration, I think, into, you know, leapfrogging the Carter administration into the Reagan administration, where they were important. Then they were clearly both in the Bush administration for all of those years, and now they run multinational, you know, clone warrior funds. I mean, soon they'll be cloning soldiers, right?
Well, yesterday we found out that they're allowing cloned horses into the Olympics, and I wondered and pondered if the next thing, the cloned jockeys will be there, and then, of course, we have to lead to the cloned jockey sheets, which are made by probably cloned GMO corn or cotton at this point, so it all makes sense.
Don't wear cloned underwear. Just
Please.
Get your own.
Yes. Yeah, somebody might. What is that thing that a friend of yours wanted to do to you?
No. What? The answer is no.
We don't want to know.
No, not on the air.
Oh, the things you reveal off the air. People think you're candid and upfront on the air. Good Lord.
Hey, it feels like we're up against a commercial break.
I think it's time.
We're saved by the Liam. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Again, appreciate Washali coming on last hour. We got more healing to go, more irreverence. Perhaps we can muster some more up as I'm recovering still from the move. And Super Don and Liam are here to help me out. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancer using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health.
food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WebSeed.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Liam, I got a question for you. Or should I say a question for you. There's a story here, and I'm not saying that I'm asking you to be the expert on it, but you know, it was on CNN, so I figure it's fair game for us to comment. You would have commentary here. This was a story written by a Dr. Jennifer Hsu. Dr. Jennifer Hsu. She looks terrified in the picture, and I have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. But the question of the day, according to this expert Q&A, is can spanking cause mental illness? Can spanking cause mental illness? And I thought, who better to ask that?
Oh, man.
What?
You know what?
What?
I don't have to sit here and take this.
Take what?
Take this abuse. Hold on. Somebody wants to say something.
What's that?
Rehabilitated. Well, now let me see. You know, I don't have any idea what that word means. I don't think, you know, who better to ask than Liam Skeef about spanking and mental illness?
You know, listen,
you take days off and you leave the place. There's no food. There's no food in the studio. There were crumbs. I ate crumbs. I was reduced to eating crumbs. I didn't even know what of.
Do you know now, Amy didn't send you any raw food, back, anything?
Come back and let me ask you about spanking mental illness. It hurts.
Well,
okay,
listen.
The answer is spanking can prevent mental illness, but only in adults.
Okay. I knew there was something to this. Now, this raises a lot of controversy as a parent, because there are those who say, you spare the rod, spoil the child. Others say every form of spanking is abuse. I am of the opinion that life will spank you if you don't get spanked a little bit at home. And I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for that. But there's a place and a time, because life is very unforgiving. You know, we've all experienced things that are brutal, and we go, why me, oh Lord, or worse. And yet that is how life tends to work. If we don't listen to the whispers, the still quiet whispers of the messages trying to get through to us, we're going to get spanked with a 2x4. I would rather have my children learn a little intentionally at home so that maybe they'll be less inclined to be hit by that proverbial 2x4 out in the real world, which we can't ultimately ever prevent.
Well, you just opened the mailbag. Number one, you insulted all mentally ill people by aligning them with me. Number two, you insulted all spankers and S&M people by aligning them with me. Oh, Number three, you just said that you spank your kids. Now, I've known you for years, and I've hung out with you and your family. I don't think I've ever seen you raise your voice.
Let's just say, Liam, it's not something that I would make a habit out of, but I have found that there are certain points in time where I felt like it was absolutely appropriate, and I was spanked once or twice, not a lot, but enough to make the point where you go, look, life is tough. There are going to be physical challenges. There's going to be sometimes physical pain, not meted out necessarily by mom and dad, but maybe worse. And the laws of cause and effect, karma, as ye sow, so shall ye reap, as we talk about all these ancient religions, concepts, and physics, there's a duty and responsibility I have to say, hey, this is how life is going to work. So is it something that I do to abusive levels? Absolutely not. But then again, that some people think that you lay a finger on your child, that is abuse right then and there. I think there's a lot worse forms of emotional abuse that we don't like that are nothing like spanking.
Yeah, it's a tough one. My father was violent. He was explosively violent.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have no warning, and you would suddenly be up in the air because he was lifting you, like by your arm. That's, and he was a doctor. Very strange thing, but he knocked one of my half-brothers down these steps. And so he stopped being – it was at a swimming pool, and the kid had stitches. But because he was a Jewish doctor, pediatrician, never got in trouble. But he stopped, mm-hmm. I think after that incident, stopped hitting anything or anybody. That is not spanking, that's not a little pat different. On the rump or anything like that. That was very different. Suddenly you're up in the air, and there's a big pendulum swing of an arm, and it's across your back and backside, and it hurts.
Yeah.
I guess, listen, you're being bad. If you do not do this, and I have to ask you again, you'll sit in the chair. You're not sitting in the chair. If you do not do this, you will go to your room. If you do not, and then once more, if you do not do this, I'll give you a little spanking. I think at one time I was sent away to this camp, and I just hated it. And I heard an older kid say a word. You'll never guess the word.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a well-known curse word, but it's just a combination of things that you probably shouldn't say to somebody. You'll never guess. It's just something that happened to be rural, and I won't tell you what it is. And I was sort of delighted by the word, being, 6 or 7 years old.
Yes.
And I was too young to be away from home. And I just said it to somebody. You blah, 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 blah. And man, I swear I got knocked across the room.
Oh, wow.
And I cried, and the person said, oh, I'm really sorry. I'm really, really sorry, but you shouldn't say that to people. And I went, yeah, you're right. I shouldn't say that to people.
Okay. Well, I didn't realize that spanking was unlawful in 32 countries. I had no idea. But the concept of the family as a sovereign unit and the ability to care for your children. See, it goes, I would say, both ways in the sense that we talk about, let's say, illnesses and ailments like cancer or the issue of vaccines, where we would say we absolutely don't want the government involved in that because that we believe that's a government form of abuse, government medical abuse of children via vaccination, via chemotherapy, radiation, surgeries that are unnecessary from our experience as being holistically inclined. Then we go into the realm of discipline and the different areas of discipline and learning about life itself within the parental unit. I mean, spanking can, if it can make you mentally ill, I don't know, but it can certainly make you funny. Case in point, Richard Pryor. Right?
Yeah, you never met anybody. Yeah, that's right. You never met anybody who really had a sense of humor, who never encountered any grief. Because, the next time you see the thing coming, you go, hey, let me tell you a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you down.
If anything doesn't make you funny, that will make you funny because humor can disengage anger. more than anything else, potentially. And I used this to an art form with substitute teachers when I was a kid. Yes, that's right. Little Scotty Bell was a cut up. He was a class clown. Not all the time, but when I found it very funny, because if you could make the teacher laugh, you know you had a special power, especially the substitute teacher, which everybody tried to do mean things to. But I always wanted to make them laugh. That was my goal. And when I could do it, I knew I had accomplished something very important.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Better than getting them angry at you. I succeeded in... Yeah, I had some teachers who maybe shouldn't have been teachers, and they would... I knew how to pronounce words when I was very young. I was probably, I don't know, prescient or precocious in that way or something. And I remember a teacher mispronouncing a word, and I would stand up and say, no, it's this. They get so mad at me. I only learned to consciously make teachers laugh kind of in late high school. I thought, you know, I'm going to make everybody smile here. This is my way out of this. So I just went for the group laugh instead of like just my group, you know, instead of just a couple of friends or just myself. So
yes,
you were ahead in that way. It's funnier and friendlier. By the way, I want to clear up. My father wasn't like a brawling, violent kind of guy. That would have almost been easier to understand, and people would have seen it. The problem with him was that it was stealthy, that you never knew when it was coming, that it was totally unexpected, because he sort of masqueraded and, you know, would have been seen as a really nice, oh, what a nice man, what a funny, quiet man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, at home. Watch the quiet ones, I say. Watch the quiet ones. Don't hit your kids, you know, don't hit your kids.
No, I think that
if you occasionally spank, and I don't mean I'm going to get out the belt and give you 12 wax, because kids are they're small and they're afraid of even a light, you know, they're afraid of that.
You don't have to
beat them to teach them like what you're doing is serious. Yeah. All they really need is if you're going to do it, it's the lightest thing, and they understand that
the seriousness of it.
Yeah, but really, before you get there, have the, you know, there's the timeout chair. Mm-hmm. There's the, you don't get to do this. And you have to stick with the things with kids, because kids can whine and plead and beg.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, consistency is everything.
They'll roll all over you. And then you're creating monsters.
Yeah, the consistency is everything. If you are not consistent, and, you know, here's the case in point with my kids. You know, we just moved, and my daughter's now, she's 7, and she's at the neighbor's house, and they're trying to offer her food. The kids there are trying to offer her food. She says, well, it's not organic. I can't eat it. And she stuck to her guns no matter how much pressure was being given. And my son earlier than that. Because why? Because we're consistent. If we were, oh, yeah, every once in a while we can, you know, they're going to go, oh, yeah, that mommy says that's okay. But we don't. We are clean in that way. We do the best we can, and we found that the kids will, you know, raise them up as you live, as opposed to how you want them to live, and you're going to live differently. And by the way, homeopathic discipline is different, because after you spank, you give the kids some arnica. I'm not endorsing abuse.
Dear Robert Scott Bell.
Oh no.
I was disappointed with your show.
Oh no. I did it. I stepped over the line, didn't I, Liam?
Well, I guess you need a spank.
Just keeping it real. Honey. All right. Listen, I got to take a break here. You up for hanging out a little bit longer with me?
Yeah. But
all right. Having fun with Liam Sheff is always.
I might have to hand the mic over to somebody.
Okay. Arnica Montana or one of the injury accident formulas from King Bio. You got it covered? You're good.
Billy Ray Cyrus's kid?
What about Billy Ray Cyrus's kid? What happened? Was she
Arnica
spanked?
Montana. Isn't that a child of
Was
somebody?
She spanked? Anyway. Is that your argument? I don't know.
All right.
We'll be right back. Stand by. When a problem comes along, you must whip it
before the cream sets out too long. You must whip it. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I've talked about 1,000 ways to get well and stay well, but nothing as simple as Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com, cleansing the toxins, which is so critical for all of us. Those of you who are holding too many toxins, you know that's the weight issue. We can help you do that now with Life Change Tea, an all-organic blend of herbs that will work with the detoxification pathways, that will work with the digestive pathways. It's got the milk thistles, it's got the papaya enzymes, ginger root, and this is something I'm even drinking just to cleanse, to address all of the things that we all deal with in our environment. And it's GetTheTea.com. Simply brew up a couple of the bags, add it to about a gallon of water, and then drink it throughout the day, a little bit here and there. It tastes great. It's the simplest thing I've come across to transform your life for the better. It's all organic and made right here in the USA, and the simplest thing you can do, be like RSB, getthetea.com. Call and order at 928-308-0408, 928-308-0408, getthetea.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum, health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, if you've had experience with spanking or been spanked, whatever you want to call and vent about it, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Or, of course, you can go to liamscheff.com. I mean, robertscottbell.com. See, I don't want to throw that on you. But, of course, we've got the links, of course.
I do this for a living.
To liamscheff.com and the official stories, the book that you have to get if you haven't already. By the way, we got some nice feedback on it. You know, I realized that the humorous component was so lacking because I'm so serious about healing, and I'm just you know, talking about the transition over the last year and a half since we launched the daily version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. How great it's been to loosen me up, just like let loose, Robert, lighten up, let it go.
Enema time.
You remember it was time. It was. You remember how nervous I was at the beginning, don't you?
It's enema. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, people don't believe that. I think it's true, though. It was true.
It was enema time. I went in and interviewed you, and I remember you were pale as a ghost.
Oh, man, was
it
awkward.
I said, what happened? You said, I'm not used to turning the tables like that.
I know. I was so serious. I was like, come on, what are you doing to me? But even despite all of that, we have the reality that this is a show that also talks about very serious health issues, very serious health issues, and we want to give people the power to heal. We don't kid around about that. At the same time, we do make light and fun. I got a great, great letter from Brandon, who's a warrior dad in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Baton Rouge. And she says, Robert, my family and I went to our annual beach vacation in Pensacola to celebrate Independence Day this year. On the way there, his breastfeeding wife was feeling ill and began to experience severe pain in her right breast, saying basically mastitis, very common. Now, unfortunately, this is something that the docs are going to give antibiotics. Now, fortunately, he didn't want to do it, and she didn't want to do it. So he says, thanks to you, I now carry my own homeopathic, quote-unquote, war chest everywhere I go. I began dosing her, his wife, with large amounts of Sovereign Silver after she got an online reading about it, and also began to use some homeopathic medicines in addition to the silver. Started listing them out. I've got it listed in today's show notes, but it's so cool that he did this. And the next morning, he says, the redness, swelling, milk ducts began to subside, And by the next day, gone. Successfully remedied the infection. No antibiotics. Wife was back to comfortably breastfeeding. No harm. No foul. The kid's fine. And guess what? His wife is a NICU nurse. That's a neonatal intensive care unit nurse. Greatly valuing their ability to breastfeed. So this is cool. Robert, I love your show. Hey, Brandon, I love you. Your wife, your family. You're making it, making me feel good about what we're doing here. Liam, thank you, man. This is rocking.
Another breast saved from over redness.
No pink ribbons necessary.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, and he says, you are providing the world with a great service, and I'm grateful for you. I am grateful for you, Brandon, for sharing
the story. That's a good story. I have a friend who just had this happen, and she was working through it. And apparently this happens because women's, what's the medical term, boobaloos or something? Anyway,
boobaloos.
They're brumbles. What do you call those?
Boobaloos. It's Yiddish.
Yeah, the boobaloos, when it's producing milk, will sometimes get jammed because the kid's biting on it and doing all kinds of weird things to it. Mm-hmm. Terrible thing. Terrible, terrible thing. These babies have to leave these breasts alone. I want to start a fund. Anyway.
This is why a mom should spank the kids. It's payback time for breastfeeding.
Yeah, the infants. Yes. Just spank the infant.
No, not the infant.
Why are you hurting my breasts?
No, I know.
All right, we're kidding.
Yes.
Don't.
Couple of men.
Don't do that.
Ignorant.
Do not
about
do
this.
That.
Yes.
So the baby's taking life-giving sustenance from mom, and then the thing dries and becomes inflamed and infected, and the doctors go and they give you all sorts of antibiotics. But now I've heard a couple of things. I heard you can use a breast pump and try to pull out the, you know, the discharge or whatever, pull out the, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
And then, so what homeopathics did he use?
Well, he was utilizing, I think, Phytolacca, which is known as poke root, was one of the remedies, if I'm not mistaken.
And you say, what did you just say?
Poke root. Isn't that a funny name? Phytolacca, poke root. Why is that?
Okay.
All right.
Poke root helped her. Okay, keep going. Just keep going.
It's not a something tap.
Don't pause. Just keep going.
Whatever you're talking about off the air, it wasn't.
Just keep going. Just keep going.
All right. Bryonia, another great indicated remedy because liver congestion plays a role here. And
what was it? Bryonia?
Bryonia, yeah.
That's in everything.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's important. It's because it's such a liver polycrest, an important remedy for a lot of different things. Lactaninum is interesting. Of course, you can root the Latin words, can't you? Lactation of the canine. So if you take that and convert that into a homeopathic medicine, it also is helpful. One of my favorite, hepersulfur calcarea, hepersulfur. And that's great for any kind of inflammation, duct inflammation, as well as let's say inflammation or infection due to Staphylococcus aureus.
It was a child. The child was breastfeeding.
Yep.
And the duct. You have to pronounce your words a little more carefully.
What did you think? I was talking about
astray.
A cracker? No, it was a duct. D-U-C-T. Duct.
Yeah.
And no, don't use duct tape on a duct, like a tear duct or a breast duct. It's not going to be helpful to you. I know
you
people
know,
use
Chinese eat a lot of ducts.
Yes,
ducts.
People use duct tape
ducts,
for everything,
ducts.
And they think it's tape.
You know, they
for
were going to blame that whole bird flu on ducts. Mm-hmm. Ducts.
Incredible.
Do you know that Steven Soderbergh movie?
Which one?
Was blamed entirely on ducts. You know that movie Contagion, which I swear had to be CDC funded.
Totally.
Do you know that movie? We talked about it. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They lose you?
No, you didn't. I'm just trying to keep up with you. But yes, indeed, I remember the movie Contagion.
Sorry, I'm having a Jonathan Winters moment. I'm glad about this. So my friend with the duct problem and the baby did a number of other things, but it sounds like this guy really figured it out.
Yes.
So they used Bryonia, canine,
lactaninum,
phytolactanus. What did you call it?
There's also formulas that are already pre-made, and King Bio has one. We do that on the Healing Revolution. He also used some echinacea tincture, which is excellent for immune boosting. But literally, 2 days, done, over with, no antibiotics. And the docs are also willing to say, oh, yes, it's safe to use an antibiotic in a breastfeeding woman. Yet they'll freak out. They will freak out if you use colloidal silver.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, totally. And despite the fact that silver is in breast milk already.
And antibiotics will just destroy your child. I mean, why do you think these babies get colic and all these other things? Not only are we generally feeding them terrible food that they can't digest, but yes, antibiotics.
Yeah, so then we got to go to the gut.
I don't remember where we were. Ducks. Remember the movie Contagion?
Yes.
Came up again. Somebody was asking me if I'd seen it, and I refreshed it in my mind because we talked about it on the air, and so I made myself watch some of it. And do you remember? I'm just, you know, we haven't had, the CDC hasn't decided to lie to and terrify everybody at once for a little while. So it's got to be, it's almost, it, right, we're coming up
again. We're ripe.
Again.
We're ripe for the next big one. We are.
The big lie.
Fall or winter, the big official story that we will dismantle before it even gets here.
Guinea pig plague.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they'll have like a farm that raises some animal into like chihuahuas or what are those called? Chinchillas.
Chinchillas, yes. The chinchilla farm. And, of course, you know, the studies will only apply if they prove out or in theory prove out what they want them to prove out. But if the shot causes cancer, then it has nothing to do with the animals because they're not humans. That's the way the game is played. Hey, listen, I want to wrap up the show today a few more minutes with you, Liam, and get to – because I know I was being silly a little bit with the spanking thing, although we did some good serious discussion on it, and I'm glad of that.
Yeah, but there's a great keep going.
I'm sorry. A great story. See, and you said I was nicer than you, and look at me. Look at what I do when that's how I thank you for
me who said it was a caller.
We had a caller who said that's right.
I never listened to the Liam Skeef, only to the Robert.
Oh, come on.
And I
listen
agreed.
To Liam. I mean Liam. He's great. Are you telling me he's funny? Food, a direct connection to how you feel. I mean, you've always encouraged me when we're together talking about the food. You make the food your medicine by choosing food consciously. Like I choose music consciously. I want a certain kind of music to do certain things. And there's a reason for hard rock. There's a reason for classical. There's a reason for jazz. And you can actually be conscious about your selections.
And there's a reason for Neil.
There's definitely a reason for Neil Diamond. Love is you and me and Neil Diamond all evening. Now, I'm not talking about you, Liam, but my wife.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yes, I know. I had to clear that up really quickly.
Ouchy, ouchy, ouch. Do you have a diamond, a Heeper diamond?
Heeper diamond. No, I don't have that remedy. I don't.
No, a homeopathic that can take all of the memories of listening to Neil Diamond.
Listen, out of my head. Classic songs?
You have a...
I grew up with my dad. He introduced me. That's how it goes. The families that are diamond heads, if you will, are because of that.
5'9.5" I need to get to about 5'9¾". So, do you have a homeopathic that can give me 2/3 of you know?
We do have a growth factor remedy at King Bio. That's true. But as I was saying. by the way, the one of the classic songs, I've Been This Way Before. People don't realize that was a track that he wrote for Jonathan Livingston Seagull that didn't make the movie, but it was about reincarnation.
I like that song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I've
deep
been
feeling.
This way before.
Yeah, who does it? Did Will Ferrell do Neil Diamond? Oh my gosh, that
he
was
did
horrible.
Robert Goulet.
He did Goulet as well. That's true.
Play.
All right, listen, I got a couple of minutes. We're almost out of time. Do you have anything to say about a direct connection to how you feel with food? No, probably not.
Let me think. Listen, if people think that they can take drugs to make them feel better, which are chemicals that go into the body, and they'll actually give you drugs to do it, why shouldn't food be able to do the same thing, but on a macro level? Because drugs are working in a minuscule level, right? It's the minority of what you put in your body. So why shouldn't the majority of what you put in your body make you feel really more or less the way you feel? For example, if I eat yeasted bread, I feel very depressed. But if I don't, I don't. Isn't that strange? I can't explain all the reasons why. Maybe it's the yeast. Maybe it's the cheap commercial production. Maybe it's the fact that it's baked and I get a gluten sensitivity to baked things but not to boiled things. Who knows? But I know that if I eat baked bread, I feel gloomy.
Well, that's
I eat sugar, I feel sick, awful, and then depressed. But I also... pass through a number of other manic phases. Alcohol, we know that alcohol makes us feel certain ways, so why wouldn't eating organic, clean, brown rice, lentil, you know, why wouldn't eating really clean food also make us feel better? Because that's the majority of what we're putting in our body. That's a question I have for the audience, just a question.
No, it's a great insight. It's a great insight, and therefore you shall not be spanked.
Oh, what if I, never mind. That's my business.
866-939-BELL. It's 1-800-SPANK-HIM. No, I don't know where we've degraded to this point. I'm still in recovery, folks. Give me a little leeway here. I'll get my energy back. But, Liam, it's always great to have you on board. And really, sincerely, bottom of my heart kind of thing, I appreciate you so much. filling in for me last week in the midst of my chaos. And it was great time, great feedback. And I'm sorry about the caller that didn't like you. I mean, I'm sure there are people that would call me and say they didn't like me. And so I hope you feel okay about it. I don't want this to be a real trauma.
No, it was a real thrill. And I appreciate the opportunity. And I'm really grateful for it. And, you know, I hope that the audience was sort of able to hang out with my particular brand of unusualness. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that you're back because they love you. You're why they're here. You're Mr. Sincere, and I wink a little bit more and I'm a little snarkier, but I care less.
Oh, that's my God. Well,
I care a lot less than
I still think there's some vitamin L in there somewhere.
There's a lot of vitamin L.
Yes. Yes,
but,
indeed.
You know. Well, be prepared to suffer for it or be tickled until you pee.
Oh, Lord. Okay, that's another remedy for another show. All right, on that note, thank you to Washali. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you, Super Liam. Go get official stories now before I find you. I know where you live. We'll be coming to get you. All right, thanks for being here. And until tomorrow, just remember this. On the Robert Scott Bell Show and everywhere else you go, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.